Thanks for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, where am I calling?
We're a call center.
For what? I have a charge on my credit card.
Oh, 400 different companies.
Oh, wonderful. it's called Highest Music. It's on my credit card.
What's your zip code, ma'am? I can try and find out which company you have an order with.
34668.
34668?
Yes.
Your name, please?
Lisa Murinelli.
What was that?
Lisa Murinelli.
One moment. What's your address, Lisa?
8020 Jasmine Boulevard in Port Richey, Florida.
Okay, one moment. Continue holding, Miss Lisa.
What's that?
Continue holding while your account is loading.
Oh, thank you.
And your email is your first name, last name at yahoo.com?
Yes.
My computer is still loading your information. I'm sorry for the wait time.
No problem.
Okay, looks like you completed a survey offer for the KitchenAid. You paid $7.95 for your entry on December 20th. And
yeah, I don't know what that's all about exactly. What exactly is this? I got a text message that asked me if I made a purchase for $7.95 on Highest Music. And I wrote back to my credit card company that, no, I did not make no $7.95 for no KitchenAid thing. That was on a text message. So that's why now I see it on my credit card after I told them I didn't make this purchase. What exactly is it? Because it says Highest Music on here.
I'm not sure why your bank have it listed as that, but it's for the KitchenAid when you place that order. Anytime you place the order, always make sure that you read over the terms, because it advises you that there's a monthly membership that comes with that order with the survey, which is $67.32, and it's billed monthly until you cancel your account.
Okay, so do I have to report this as fraud because I didn't order? I have a KitchenAid already.
You
I ordered a KitchenAid from Walmart,
and
I got no survey, no nothing. That's why when I got the message, that's why I said no.
Okay, I can contact your bank and provide them a copy of the IP address where the order was placed from, and we can do an investigation on our end as well. The IP address will give the exact location of whomever placed the order.
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
We'll contact the local
that.
Police department, and then we'll notify you once the investigation has been completed.
That's fine. How do I get this canceled so there's no more charges on my account?
I'm going to cancel it now for you and give you a confirmation number.
Perfect.
Give me 1 second, please, ma'am. Someone must have all of your information.
Yeah, well, this wouldn't be actually within the last 6 months. I had it shut out of my 4 bank accounts. 3 of them I had to shut my debit cards down again.
Wow.
I just don't understand. Like, I get a new debit card, I try to use the debit card, and then all of a sudden there's more charges getting on there. And I have a text message thing set up with Chase where they message me if somebody tries to charge something.
Yes, ma'am.
Another thing, don't use debit cards at a gas pump in Tampa, Florida. Oh, my God. I can't imagine how many times I've had a charges $200. I'm like, $200? I can't even put $200 of gas in my car.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
I have
a big thing here.
Yes, ma'am. I've gotten your account canceled out, so there would be no further activity. There was a charge on December 20th for $7.95. I'm going to go ahead and reverse back to your account.
Thank you.
And that will be credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days. And are you ready for the confirmation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 263.
I'm sorry, C as in Charlie. What was the rest?
263.
Mm-hmm.
420.
Mm-hmm.
113.
113. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time. Have a good
You're
New
welcome.
Year's.
You as Bye. Well. Thanks for calling, Cus.